Thank you, Minister Durgan. I'd like to welcome all to the conference this morning, and may you all enjoy and gain a lot from the motions that we're going now to take. We are short of time. We have 30 minutes approximately. We have to clear the room about 11:45, as the 12 o'clock leader speech then will take place. So I propose that we have about 15 minutes each. So we'll start now with the motions for environment and energy. Motion 92, could I ask someone to come forward to propose?
Conference, I'm proposing this motion on behalf of the KFL Fort William branch.
Order, please. Motion 92.
I would first like to thank the Minister for his decisive action on
order.
BMAP, the Belfast Metropolitan Area Plan, provides not only an opportunity for the economic regeneration of Belfast, but also much further afield. BMAP is a once-in-a-generation opportunity that, frankly, we cannot afford to miss. The area covered by the plan is a key economic driver for the north and hosts over a third of its population. It also includes significant areas of social deprivation and vulnerable communities. BMAP will provide certainty and stability and the necessary planning framework to attract investment, create jobs, and secure economic growth in the area. It is essential in order to deliver housing, including much needed social housing, and it will ensure that the land supply is available for industry to provide strategic open spaces. I know that there has been widespread consultation about this plan for a very long time, and I commend the Minister for now moving ahead with the adoption of the plan and providing certainty for the City of Belfast and its people. It is frankly therefore absurd that BMAP is being challenged in court by the Enterprise Minister, Arlene Foster, who is seeking a judicial review of Mark Durkin's decision to publish BMAP. The Minister for Enterprise, the Minister responsible for ensuring that our economy is firing on all cylinders, is attempting to halt the progress of BMAP. I think Arlene's nose is out of joint, because by publishing BMAP, Mark Durkin is doing Arlene's job for her. And in fact, he's doing a better job in promoting and supporting the Northern Ireland economy than she is. Arlene is the Minister for Photo Ops, who will turn up for the opening of an envelope. But when it comes to the hard work and the nitty-gritty, she has gone AWOL. Conference, the DUP wanted to kick BMAP into the long grass, and they wanted to talk it to death, and they wanted to make sure that their developer friends got what they wanted out of it. Mark Durkin took decisive action and made the correct call that by publishing BMAP, he could stimulate economic growth and support local business. That was the right decision to make, and we applaud Mark for his decisive action. BMAP is... BMAP is more important than petty party politics, and it is time that the DUP got on board instead of standing in the way of progress.
A seconder for this motion? Alban McGuinness, thank you. Anyone like to speak for the motion? Can I call Helena McGuinness Fitzpatrick? Thank you, Helena. I'd like to call for a vote. Show of hands for the motion. And against? It's carried. Thank you. Well, conference now will move to a composite motion, motions 93 to 96. Can I have someone to propose this composite motion? SDLP councillors? Fort William? Niall, thank you.
I will move this motion on behalf of Cave Hill Fort William. Conference, the notion of fuel poverty, as we all know, has been summed up under the slogan of heating or eating. These are two of the most basic functions that we need to do just to survive. It is abhorrent in this day and age, with all the wealth and excess that society that exists in our society, that people are having to make this most basic of choices, to heat or to eat, to freeze or to starve. The choice of whether or not to live or die is taken out of their hands. Conference, we need to do more. The executive needs to step in to ensure that no person is ever put in this position. It sounds like something out of Dickens, yet across Northern Ireland today, in 2014, people are having to make this choice. Quite simply, we need to make it cheaper for people to be able to afford to heat their homes. We need to take advantage of community oil buying schemes. We need to get people moving to use gas or forms of fuel which do not require large, upfront, lump sum payments. We need this executive to help pensioners, the most vulnerable group in our society and the group who are affected most by fuel poverty. The winter fuel payment has literally been a lifesaver. We have to protect this payment and protect our pensioners. This is literally a matter of life and death. Conference, I urge you to support this motion.
A seconder for the motion. Okay. Your name, please. Kathleen Walsh. Amanda Walsh. Thanks, Pat. Any other speakers on the motion? We'll go to a vote. Those in favour, raise your hands. And against, the motion's carried. That's composite motions 93 to 96. We now move to motion 97. Do we have a proposer? Parliamentary Assembly Group. A proposer from the Parliamentary Assembly Group. We move to the next business, 98. May we have a proposer from Parliamentary Assembly Group? Okay. We'll move to the next business.